Hello, it is October 3rd, 2017. You're looking live at Athens, Georgia. This is episode 6.63.1 of the Will Leach Experience Podcast on Sports North. I am the aforementioned Will Leach, and thank you for spending part of your day with me. We are on to day two of our big playoff previews here with Allison Futter. Allison, we're getting a little bit of the hometown business going on. We are previewing the ALDS between the Boston Red Sox and Nizola's own Houston Astros. That series starts at 4 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, October 5th. A fascinating series all around. I'm curious, the first question I have for you, is there any effect at all by the fact that these teams played four games at the end of the season? Did you see, were they doing anything strangely? It seems like the Red Sox had more incentive to win than the Astros did. Was there a sense of like they were holding back stuff because they were going to play, they thought they were going to play again, or can we learn anything from it, or is it just one of those random weird things?
It's just a random weird thing because, yeah, I mean, the Red Sox had to, they had a division to clinch during that series, and it was getting a little hairy after they lost the first two games of the series. The Astros still had a chance at home field advantage, which, as we know, is more important this year than I think any other year, especially if the Twins end up getting that wild card. So I think what happened was not a whole lot. You know, they pitched their pitchers and they played their position players until the neither game mattered, which was, I guess, the second to last game of the season when they started pulling back a little bit. Or when did the Red Sox, I guess the Red Sox clinched the division on the third game of the series. So it was really just the last game that really didn't matter. So once the Astros like lost home field advantage and you know, there was no chance to get that. But honestly, I think the circumstances that come out of the series could be an edge. And I think for the Red Sox, and that's what I'm saying, is Lance McCullers, which I know we'll get into all of this, but he pitched and he didn't pitch quite very well. And if he ends up making this rotation, then he's going to pitch game three at Fenway. So it's going to put him right back in that same position. I feel like that gives the Red Sox a little bit of an edge, just having been in that exact same situation like less than a week earlier. Other than that, there's not much you can do to hide what you've got when you have to win these games. Yeah. Both teams had to win games for different reasons. So that's, there you had it.
It's funny because, you know, I don't know if by the time that this podcast airs, we currently don't know who's starting game one for the Astros. Obviously, Chris Sale is starting game one for the Red Sox. I'm curious, there's been some talk of Verlander, talk of Keuchel. Whether or not it matters that much, it's funny because when you're going against Sale, like, you're going to be at a disadvantage no matter who you put out there, which I think is actually part of the strategy. Actually, I think maybe you see who gives you a better chance to win game two or so on. I'm curious that first game though, I'll say even though it's at Houston, I feel like that game is more pressure on the Red Sox than it gives in on the Astros. Cause if the Astros can beat Sale in game one, the Red Sox have other good pitchers, but Sale is such central to kind of almost any equation of them winning the series. If Houston can win game one, you feel like they could get the ball rolling downhill pretty quick for them.
If Houston wins game one, they're winning the series.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to beat Sale. I think they're going to beat the bullpen when Sale comes out of the game. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game. I think Verlander's going to start that game. You're right. Maybe save him for game two. And then, you know, pitch Keuchel in game one. I don't think you can go wrong either way, but I just envision that it'll be Sale and Verlander. And I think the Astros are going to win the series. I would say that they're going to sweep it, but we'll just, you know, we'll be a little bit more moderate, say that they're going to win in four games. And yeah, I mean, Sale's the only like really scary guy in that rotation. The team is not, it's quite frankly, I just don't think that the Astros are going to be intimidated by their offense when they compare it to their offense. And, but yeah, if the Astros win game one, then they are, I'd say, 95% guaranteed to win that series.
Yeah. I mean, that said, you're still in a tough spot if you lose game one at home and you got to go back, and then you have to make sure you have to go win at Fenway. And, you know, the Astros have made the playoffs recently. And I think there's this idea like, well, the Red Sox just have so much more playoff experience, which is only kind of true. I mean, like, it's not, they've basically been around, most of the young players, obviously, but Pedroia has been a bunch of games, but a lot of these young players have not been in anymore. For me, I'm curious, one subplot to this series, and I've written about this before, I did a piece for Sports on Earth at the end of the year about players most likely to make the playoffs who have been the best throughout their career without ever winning a World Series. And, you know, we all it's funny how, like, Mike Trout was already one of those five best.
Right.
But I think the best lifetime player that's in the playoffs that's never won a World Series is Carlos Beltran. I think obviously we've seen him be not only amazing in the postseason, not only in general, but actually specifically with Houston. I will have nightmares. I've read your oral history about the 2004 series and the 2005 series involving Beltran. I'm curious, where does he fit? Is he gonna play every game? Is he just gonna play against right-handed pitchers? Is he the DH? Where does Beltran fit into their offense?
I don't know the answer to that at this point, and I think that's going to be something that'll be very interesting to find out how everything shakes out. Because, he's for sure going to be DHing, but how often does he play? And I don't think anybody really knows that at this point. So is he the same player that he was a few years ago? No. But he certainly can get some clutch hits. I don't think we're going to see a 2004 performance, but he has gotten several hits in key situations. And I think that we're going to see him play more than we don't. But I'm not really sure how that's going to shake out quite yet.
When I look at Houston, obviously Houston has been a pretty excellent team all year, to say the least. But you've never really felt like they really have never had to fight for the division. They've kind of had their playoff spot set for a long time, and the Red Sox have been kind of the same way. And so despite that last series, everyone's been able to kind of like get the team on the field now that they kind of want. You talked about that McCullers thing about whether they probably won't be starting, whether they should be in the bullpen. What, when you look at Houston as a team that's followed all year, what's the thing, if they end up losing this series or something goes wrong, and it can tie in to things that you've seen throughout the season, what is their Achilles heel? What's the thing that's going to mess them up if they lose this series, or it's because of something that's hurt them all year? What is that thing?
The bullpen. And because they have the weakest bullpen, I think, of all the playoff teams. And I think that could hurt them. With the conversations that are happening right now with trying to figure out what the Astros should do, leave you very unsettled in a lot of ways, because while they have guys in the bullpen that have had nice seasons, Ken Giles has really come on in the second half. But there's other guys that are kind of stumbling a little bit. And, you know, Will Harris hasn't been himself. Luke Gregerson certainly hasn't been himself. Joe Musgrove is a guy that I think is going to come out, and nobody really knows about him yet, but he's going to be that weapon, that really hard-throwing guy in the back end of the bullpen. And so I think that his emergence this season has been a real positive. But the thing is that when people talk about first of all, McCullers in the bullpen, I think, is a terrible idea. And I think that they're asking for trouble if they do that, you know, just to put him in the bullpen and he's never been out there, and the whole preparing for a game. And I think that's a bad idea. Some people disagree with me. They think he can come out and pitch one or two power innings. Fine, maybe he can. But the thing is that he's not quite good enough to be in the rotation. They still might pitch game three. But some people want him in the bullpen because, well, this guy isn't doing well and this guy isn't doing well. I'm like, oh my God, you just like named like three relievers that you would rather see McCullers pitch than these guys. That's when you know there are some weaknesses there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, when I look at the Red Sox too, you know, their bullpen has been nice. I mean, Kimbrel has been the stud again. He's been back to the guy that they thought. And when they made that trade, I was like, you know, you're probably getting him on the downside. And for the first year, maybe, but he's been so good this year. But it's funny though, because this feels, these teams actually feel a little similar, and they're both kind of driven by their lineup. I think that's the way they want to win. To me, the difference, and one of the reasons that I'm actually kind of leaning toward the Red Sox a little bit in this series, is who do I want Sale against Verlander? And I love Verlander. And to me, Verlander is a guy that I want to have an amazing postseason. Cause one of the things with the Hall of Fame is it's really hard to get starting pitchers in it anymore, cause the role of a starting pitcher is so different. But Verlander to me looks like a guy some good postseason, a couple more solid runs, you can start like maybe making that strong case for him. I'd love to see him do it. I'd love to see it go for Houston. I just don't know. I feel like Sale can win two games this series, potentially on his own. Now, this is my mistake that I always make when I predict series. I pick a team that has a really hot starting pitcher who's really great, and I overrate that. I always assume, oh, well, they're not going to lose those two games. That's why I keep getting the Dodgers wrong every single postseason, because I'm like, oh, I'll just give them the Kershaw wins every time. But nevertheless, I still always fall that way. And to me, I can see Sale, if Red Sox win game one behind Sale, then all of a sudden the pressure gets really on the Astros, not only to have to win they basically at that point have to win every game they don't face Sale in. And so for me, with the bullpen they have, I actually do like the Red Sox here because of Sale. I feel like that's the teams are similar. I think the Red Sox have a little bit better bullpen, but the Astros have lives a little bit better. And I think the defense is a little bit better. I really kind of feel like Sale's the difference. So I'm actually picking the Red Sox in four.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that absolutely could happen. I don't put as much stock into one pitcher. I shouldn't.
I
mean, I've just done that so many times, and I mean, sometimes it just usually, well, unless you're talking about like Kevin Brown in 1998 yeah. against the Astros, you know, stuff like that can happen. But I feel like the teams are probably more even, we're getting credit for. I don't put a lot of stock into offenses in October. I mean, you know how I feel about that. Yeah. So, I just don't think that the Astros offense is going to, you know, just blow some starting pitcher in the playoffs out of the water consistently, because that's just not how the playoffs work. So, I'm giving the edge to the Astros. I'm picking them in four, but yes, they need to win that first game. And the Fenway is a tough place to win. You know, the fact that they took three of four this past weekend probably helps them a little bit. I don't know. It's intriguing.
I feel like more than any other series, I think we've clearly talked around this, the first game is the most important. Of all of them, the first game just feels absolutely huge one way or the other. But yes, I will say the other series we're going to talk about today, I think there are two series, the ones that don't involve the wild card, that to me seem obviously like these are two powerhouses going against one another. And so I'm very excited to see how that all lands. So I have the Astros, you have the Astros in four, I have the Red Sox in four, but maybe we'll both be wrong and they'll just decide to tie. Nope. One of us is actually going to be right on this one. All right, Allison, we'll be back. Thank you as always. I'm excited. Are you going to be at these games?
Yes, I will
okay,
be at these
you'll
games.
You'll be at these games. Excellent. Okay, well, we'll be back a little later today with the Nationals Cup Series, but for now, that has been our preview of the Red Sox and Astros. Bye.